adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. As we left Jungle Jim and Kolo last week, captives in the hands of a fierce tribe of Paguan headhunters, they were in grave danger. Jungle Jim was told by the native chief that a great white father had ordered all the heads of white men caught in his territory to be presented to him. The natives took Jungle Jim and Kolo to a large hut, which turned out to be a weird execution chamber. Around the walls were countless human skulls. In the center of the hut was a large block, and beside it, a broadsword with a wide, blood-stained blade. Before Jungle Jim and Kolo could recover from the shock, a fierce-looking, heavily painted native steals silently into the hut.
Yes, Kolo. This looks like the execution chamber, all right. If I'm not mistaken, that ugly gent that just come in is the executioner.
Yeah. Look, Tuan. He walk over to block, pick up big knife.
That's an old-fashioned broadsword. Look, Kolo. He's inspecting the blade.
We have gun, Tuan. We shoot quick and then run.
Where to, Kolo? First sound of a shot would bring every native in the village down on us. Besides, even if we got away from the hut, we'd never be able to climb those high walls around the village.
What to do then, Tuan?
We've got one more chance, Kolo. If I can talk to that chief, I think I can bluff them into taking us to Karnak. We might not be any better off with him, but, well, at least we'll save our necks for a little while.
Listen, Tuan, native shout.
Yes, I can hear the old chief giving commands. I guess they're getting ready for the execution.
Here comes chief in hut, Tuan.
Limolu, Ringwana.
Ringwana hoa.
Ikala. Time white man die. Chief, send head to great white father. Limolu wolo zigo.
Wait a minute.
Echo, before you take our heads, you'd better tell Karnak you've captured Jungle Jim Bradley. He may have other plans.
Balabo, ungoniko,
Balabo, ungoniko.
Here, you see, Kolo? They've released me. I think our plan is going to work.
Is Jim's plan going to work? Will the chief delay their execution and send Jim's message to Karnak? In the meanwhile, 6 weeks have passed since Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and Major Breeze left the governor's office to run down Karnak the killer. They promised to return in 6 weeks and report their success. But Major Breeze has been murdered. Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil are both held captives and cannot get back. So the governor, true to his promise, has taken drastic action. He has sent a platoon of Marines to the waterfront saloon to make a sudden attack. Red and Louis, two of Karnak's most merciless lieutenants, are at the far end of the bar, unaware of the governor's action.
Well, we sure made the big chief happy, handing over Shanghai Lil.
Yeah, but don't forget, if I hadn't picked up that half-breed core after you guys had scared him away, all this wouldn't have happened.
Oh, what do you mean? I had that dame spotted all the time. Yeah. She didn't get the first base around here.
That wasn't your fault. If Core hadn't spotted her on the street, trailed her, and snatched her off for us, things might have been a whole lot different.
Hey, Louie, watch yourself.
What?
Don't turn around now, but something's up. Look, the Marines.
Not even for a drink.
Put them up. Hi, up. All right, boys. Come on in. All right, you two at the end of the bar. Put your hands up.
Okay.
Fire. That's it. Don't try any funny business, or we'll let the daylights into you.
Stand where you are, Louie, and try to hold them off. I gotta get out that back door and warn the chief.
Hold on. Don't choose me for no screen.
Shut up. When I run, you duck behind a bar. I lock the door and beat it for the radio room.
Okay, frisk them. Pile in the truck. Don't let any of them get away.
Hey, look out, Sergeant. That guy at the end of the bar, and he's making a run for it.
All right, let him have it.
All right, come on, we'll get him.
All right, come on. All right, he's locked the door. Stand back. I'll blow the lock. All right, he's not in there. He's gone through the door. Come on, follow him. He can't get away from us all. Come on.
Crawl down these stairs and along this passage. This will lead to their hideout. Oh, gee, turn on your flashlight. It's dark down here.
Okay, nobody down here. He's gone through that door at the other end.
I guess so.
All right, let's go. Don't let them get away.
We're going, Colin. We're going, Colin. 87 reporting. 87 reporting. We're going, Colin. Hurry. Emergency. Emergency. We're going, Colin.
All right. Come in, Pagoan. Report 87.
Make it get away at once, Chief. The Marines raided the place downstairs. Swooped down on us. I just had time to make my getaway to warn you. The Marines are right on my heels. They caught number 5. He covered my getaway.
All right, but be calm.
Okay.
Now listen carefully.
Yeah?
First, spring that trap under the radio room you're in now.
Yeah?
So that all the equipment is dumped.
Okay.
Then take the boat and come here. Dump this stuff.
Right.
I'll take the fast launch and head off to the seaplane base with Shanghai Lil and Co-op.
Yeah, but what about me, Chief? If they ever catch up with me, it'll be curtains.
Stop your crying, you dribbling fool, and listen. There's another launch under the shack here. You take that. Go to base 2 and lie low until you hear from me. There's nothing to worry about. Use your head and you can get away. That is all.
In his secluded hideout, Karnak the Killer, heeding the warning of his henchmen, prepares to make his departure.
Koa, go down and get that big launch ready. See that it has plenty of gasoline. Warm up the engine and wait for me.
Well, what's the matter? Don't tell me we're leaving this cozy little den.
Unfortunately, yes, Mr. Vril.
Oh.
Your friend the governor is evidently quite alarmed over your sudden disappearance, and suspecting you might be visiting me, he has put the Marines on our trail.
Well, so the Marines have landed and have the situation well in hand.
Hardly. They still haven't found you.
Oh.
And I might add, their much-hunted quarry, yours truly, Karnak the Killer.
So we're going to take a little journey, is that it?
Precisely. First by water, and then by air.
You're well supplied with transportation.
In my profession, one has to be. Now, Mr. Vril, if you're ready, we'll be getting along.
Do you use that cute little costume to travel in, too?
Hmm.
Well, too bad you didn't let me know about this costume party. I'd have come as Little Red Riding Hood or something.
Don't you think my costume suits me? Perhaps a white winding shroud would have been more appropriate. They call me Karnak the Killer, you know. Well, come along. You first, my dear. Down these stairs.
I wish you'd keep the muzzle of that gun out of my back. It makes me nervous.
It's just a gentle reminder, Miss DeVril. One bad move and...
Yes, I know. You can spare me the details.
Everything ready, Cora?
Ready, Master.
Good. Oh, Mr. Vril, I must ask you to sit with Koa while I do the driving. And Koa, keep your gun right in her back.
Koa, no let her get away.
Out there in the lagoon, you can see my seaplane, Mr. Vril.
Uh-huh.
In a few minutes, we'll board it and take off. And as they say in the travelogues, we say farewell to the beautiful Isle of Pagua. The jewel of the Pacific.
From the launch, Karnak and Koa transfer Lil to the waiting seaplane, and after a speedy takeoff, the powerful seaplane rapidly climbs into the air, thousands of feet above the blue Pacific Ocean. Suddenly, the radio equipment in the seaplane picks up a message from one of Karnak's bases, hidden among the Paguan Islands.
Calling P571KK8.
Listen,
calling
Mr. Vril.
P571KK8. Calling P571KK8.
This,
calling,
my dear, is my way of getting news. Listen, and you will hear one of my bases contact me, even though we are flying thousands of feet above the Pacific.
Very impressive. No wonder you're a little hard to catch. You've developed quite a secret empire.
Quite. This is P571KK8, in flight over Pagua. Come in for identification.
This is Pagua calling. Pagua calling, base number 3. Burgoyne calling. Base number 3.
Okay, base number 3. Give operator's number.
Operator 23, Chief. Operator 23, charge base number 3.
Go ahead, 23, base 3. Report 23, base 3.
We have just received a report from a native runner who came in from Chief Kawa's village.
Go ahead, 23. Make your report.
The chief's warriors picked up a white man and his servant in the hill country. They were taken to the chief. He was about to put them on the block when the white man mentioned your name. Said you'd be interested in knowing he was captured.
I gave orders to behead all white men found in that territory, no exception.
I know, but this white man was insistent that you know him and would want to see him. His name is Jungle Jim Bradley.
Jungle Jim Bradley. You bet I want to see him. I'm heading for your base now. Send word to Kawa to hold Jungle Jim Bradley until I arrive. Tell them to guard Bradley with their lives. If he gets away, I'll wipe out that entire island. That is all. Well, Mr. Bill, I know you were glad to hear that very good piece of news. I understand you're very fond of this Jungle Jim Bradley.
Yes, very fond of him.
It will be nice to see you two meet again.
Yes?
I think you owe me something for saving his life. One word from me and I could have had Mr. Bradley's head.
Well, that's awfully nice of you, I'm sure. Maybe someday I can save your neck.
That's awfully nice of you too, Mr. Vril. The only difference is I'm afraid you won't be around when I need you to save my neck. You and Jungle Jim Bradley are far too dangerous to my peace of mind and my future plans to be allowed to remain alive for long. The only reason I am sparing Bradley's life is that I want the personal satisfaction of seeing you both die together.
Karnak is king, at least king for a day, for he undoubtedly holds all the winning cards. He has captured Shanghai Lil and holds her safe from any possible rescue. In the meantime, his savage tribe of headhunters have Jungle Jim and Kolo completely cut off from any avenue of escape. Evidently, the governor's forces raiding the waterfront cafe were outwitted by Karnak's man Red, and they have found no clue that can lead them to rescue Shanghai Lil. What will be the governor's next move in his attempt to rescue Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil and capture Karnak the Killer? Don't miss the next episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim over this station next week. Remember, you can follow the adventures of Jungle Jim in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Follow your favorites Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, the Katzenjammer Kids, the Little King, plus the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. All these and many others are to be found in the full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.